There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Sanooch Sharif is here. So, Sanooch, good to see you. The UAE's telecoms regulatory authorities rolled out an interactive map. It's supposed to help us identify signal strength from service providers so we can make a more informed choice as to who we want, depending on where we live. You've been talking to the TRA. Tell us more.
Well, through this initiative, you know, consumers will be able to find out how strong their telephone signal is likely to be in different parts of the UAE. Now, the Telecommunications Regulatory Authority, or TRA, has published on its website interactive maps of the service coverage of both Du and Etisalat, and it had instructed both these service operators to share the details, and now that data is up on the TRA website. And it's not just limited to, you know, just your mobile phone signal. It's much more than that. It's also to do with your data options, also your fixed line signal services as well. And earlier I spoke to Sumaya Alhajri, who is the manager of regulatory and licensing affairs at the TRA, and she explains what kind of data customers will have access to.
Users can view the mobile phone service coverage, which includes 2G, 3G, or 4G. They can view the fixed line service coverage, which includes double play, that is voice and internet, or triple play packages, that is voice, internet, and TV. In addition, the maps can display information about the location of service centers, points of sale of telecommunication service providers, and as well working hours.
So it all sounds very good, Sanooch. But in what ways are us as the consumers expected to benefit from this initiative?
The main aim is, you know, to ensure transparency and also to make it easier for the public to choose operators, be it at their place of residence or even at the workplace. You know, it's said to be beneficial for both individual and business customers. You know, it's also expected to save time and effort, because quite often we've heard about customers being forced to switch between operators because of, you know, low signal strength or related issues. So if you have access to this information beforehand, it always helps. It helps you in taking an, you know, informed decision. And, you know, this is what Sumaya Alhajri from the TRA had to say about its likely impact on both individual customers and business customers.
The maps will empower consumers of these public telecommunication service providers to make an informed decision for an individual consumer or offices. It is important to know in advance what telecommunication services are available in that area. It is a very important input to make a decision before they move. As well, to be informed on the location of service center and working hours so that consumer can identify the nearest service center, this will save a lot of time.
So how often, Sanooch, is the data going to be updated?
We've been told that it'll be done on a periodic basis, and there's also the option for customers to provide their feedback on this website and suggestions as well. So if they feel that some of the data is missing out or more needs to be done, that can always be shared with the TRA. And based on that, you know, further action will be taken, because this initiative in the first place was launched based on, you know, a comprehensive customer feedback survey, and it's based on the results of that study that this particular initiative was launched. So the TRA says that, you know, going forward, they will, you know, take into account feedback from customers before any changes are made.
Operators are obliged to publish up-to-date coverage map, and as part of any regulatory procedure, the TRA will keep monitoring the performance of the licensees in terms of these maps. In addition, consumers are able to provide their feedback and comments on the official website of the TRA for any enhancement proposals. Every comment count, and every comment will be looked at with care and will be analysed.
And Sanooch, the thing that really interests me in that is this definitely happened back in Northern Ireland, where I used to live.
Uh-huh.
If you got a mobile phone with one provider, you might take it home and you have no signal where you live. So your friend down the street was on one network, you were on a different network, and you couldn't talk to each other. So the idea that before you move somewhere, you can check, is my mobile phone going to work, is really quite good. So, you know, you might get coverage with one company and not the other. So it's kind of good that you can make an informed decision depending on where you live, which might suit you best.
Exactly. So, you know, when you have all that information in advance, it definitely helps. And, you know, the new place that they're moving to, even not just for individuals, but even for a company setting up a, you know, a new business, it always helps if you have all that information beforehand. So which operator do you go for? You know, which provides a better signal strength, or what are the better data options available, and all those details.
All right, then that's the story we're looking at today. It's the TRA have said that the telecoms providers need to they're going to have an interactive map from the telecoms providers so that we can make a more informed decision. Sanooj, talking to the TRA today, appreciate it. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
All right, then. So, do you get a decent mobile phone signal?
Mine's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I suppose thinking about it, as people move further out of the city, because you've got, you know, places coming out, you know, past Dubai Land, past Al Kudra, those sorts of places, I suppose it does make a difference.
And people are paying for these places off plan, so you have no idea of what the signal is there at the moment, and obviously they're being updated quite regularly and it will change. Just want to mention quickly, we've had quite a few questions in already for Drive Live Talks Legal. So we will be talking about the practice of predatory lending. Lawyer Ludmila Yamalova will be here to explain the intricacies of the practice, probably a bit better than we could, Tim, don't you think?
Oh, I have a feeling, yeah, she's probably got the edge, let's be honest.
The two questions we've had in have been about checks. So if you do have any questions of that nature or of anything, Ludmila is very good in terms of answering them on the spot. So do text in 4001 via the free messaging app, or you can give us a call on 423 1010.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.